everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Yo, That's Gay. I'm Danny Sakels, and I am enjoying a refreshing water today. Actual water. Actual H2O, not gay water. Straight water.
Drinking the Lord's tears. I am AJ today. That's who I'm going to be. I am not drinking alcohol. But I am drinking a caffeinated sparkling drink. So it's actually pretty nice.
Yes, Bubbly Mouth should sponsor us.
Yes, Bubbly, if you did, one sponsor, a podcast sponsor us.
Yes, we're not drag queens, but we could be.
Yes, we could be. Or you can just give us enough caffeinated drink so that we don't need to sleep. I'd be here for it. But it's healthy, delicious, and nutritious. I can't verify a single one of those things.
But if you pay us to say it, we'll say it. I actually do love Bubbly Bounce. The mango passion fruit one is delicious.
It is so good. And I always wonder, is it real flavors that they put in there, or is it like a manufactured flavor?
I don't know. I don't know how they do like how they flavor water without adding any calories.
Yeah.
Or like anything else. You know what I mean?
What is the flavor? Because I know they don't just have a warehouse of like fruit just sitting there and they're just running water through the fruit.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think it works that way. If it does, please show me.
Okay, that's my homework. I'm going to Google that.
Or like, they stuff strawberries into a fire hose and then turn the hydrant on. And it just turns into strawberry flavored water.
Strawberry infused.
I want to know. We need to go on a quest to find the answer.
All right. Well, we'll find out on we'll report back on next week's episode.
Yes. I will commit to having that news.
Wait, what? What did we just commit to? I literally just had a high moment.
To finding out what flavors water.
Oh, flavored water. Yes.
In school, like in the cafeteria when you can buy your snacks. Did they have, like, the flavored water? I think it was it Propel that they had in schools, and it was always, like, a flavored water drink you could get?
Propel is a flavored water drink. I never had that in my school.
Really?
Yeah, no.
They had it all over our school.
I think, do we even have any machines? I think they took them away at one point. I don't remember. We had a school, like, a little, it was in the store. They sold cookies.
It makes you feel like important though. You're like, I'm going to the store.
Yeah. Like on lunch, I'm going to the store. Like, oh, I got 10 bucks.
I would feel like I was balling. I would go in there, get a glazed donut, chocolate chip cookies, a Gatorade, and then maybe like some cup noodle or something. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, I am balling at this table. Don't come near me. I'm eating.
Mm-hmm. With your lunch tray. Eating the Uncrustables. But like low-key Uncrustables.
Uncrustables are delicious.
Yes.
I have had quite a few of them. They're so good, but I like to do something special. I like to add peanut butter to the outside of it. So it's even more peanut buttery. It's so good.
That's okay, interesting.
It's so good.
You're a peanut butter monster.
I am, because I've been thinking about the next time I get Uncrustables, having them like cold, but I'm going to warm up and melt peanut butter and dip them in the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
So like a warm peanut butter jelly. Mm. I'm going to try that.
Cool. All right. Well, I will partake in the eating of that if you choose to share that with me.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Probably not in the cooking. Or preparing.
It's going to take 2 seconds so we can do it. High snack.
All right. So what's going on? What's new? What's happening?
What
brings us here today?
Well, I don't know if you've heard. Something very important is coming back on television tonight. Stabler. Daddy is back.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I'm super excited.
I'm so in love with him. I follow him on Twitter. He is hilarious.
He is. He's just the funniest, like, he's the funniest daddy that I've ever seen out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, dads are fun, but his jokes are, like, good dad jokes.
And he's been, like, the right dad age forever.
He's been a dad since I was a kid. And that's, like, 30 years ago. Yeah. He's just always been a dad.
Yeah. He's still, like, he doesn't look like, he doesn't age.
No, he doesn't age. He just stays the same.
Stays like perpetual, like youthful daddy.
Yes. It's like, you know, he's older, but he can still pound your face in. So I'm like, okay, you know what? So I'm excited to see him.
Is it problematic to sexualize Stabler because he's a cop?
I'm gonna just unbiasedly say no. I am gonna sexualize him in this moment and say he's the sexiest cop that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But the opposite side of it, you know, also fuck the fact that you're a cop. I'm just like, but still.
I think, well, see, the thing is too, like, I can just, I think Stabler's a part of his character. Of him, but like Chris Maloney is fucking gorgeous. Like, like him as a person, and like, all, like, have you seen his butt?
Oh my, Chris Maloney has a fantastic butt. It is like perfectly shaped. It's
like, yeah, I don't know what TV show that was on, but
Oz.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Oz. If you have not seen it, watch it.
I've seen that scene.
Oh. There's more boy on boy, and it's so good.
But is it Chris Maloney?
Yes. Yes, he actually does all of the sex scenes.
Yes.
So, you know, you want to see daddy have a And I think somebody calls him daddy in the prison too. So it's even better.
Yes. Full role play.
Here for it. The only other things that I've had going on is I'm heavily invested in movies right now, especially DC. Getting my life with all these comic book movies, so I just want to see more.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I think we need to celebrate that marijuana was legalized.
Yes.
In New York State.
Yes.
And we are a big step in the right direction.
I just legally transported marijuana to your house. I love it.
Legally. RPD has nothing on me.
I know at some point during the summer, I just want to walk past Gawker and say, hey, how's it going? Just smoke.
Watch him just calling the FBI.
They're gonna be like, you know, state can't get you, but here's the
But yeah, I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited towards the businesses that are gonna flourish.
Yes.
And I'm excited to have lots of recreational options.
I would like there to be like a bar that opens up that is focused for smoking. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll open soon, or, well, you know, a little bit later in the pandemic, hopefully during the summer,
right,
it'll open up and we can have like some kind of fun environment like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Although I feel like, what would you smoke out of? Because, like, anything shared because of, like, COVID, you know, wouldn't be.
Right.
So maybe it'll be, like, just blunts. Like, you'll roll a blunt for your group.
Yeah.
Or a house roll blunt.
Ooh. You know, I would be really iffy on a house roll blunt. Because I would wonder who rolled the blunt.
Yeah. And, like, and they gotta lick it.
Right. So, like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And then everybody packs their blunt.
Oh, yeah.
So it could be like burned.
It's stranger blunt.
Yeah. stranger
danger.
I'm excited for it.
So, okay, what's our topic today?
Our topic today is actually at the bottom of your feet. It's all about socks. That was romantic. I don't know where that came from, but that was good.
Come on, improv.
But we're talking about socks today. Socks and the individual body parts or part that can go inside of them, or however you like to use socks. Personally, I love socks. Mm-hmm. I am a sock hoarder fanatic.
We can tell because the episode is about socks and feet. And you made the whole episode about socks.
I mean, you know, the feet are like the subsidiary of socks.
They're the sock holders.
That's what they are for. Just for holding socks, nothing else. So, there we go.
Okay, so I am not versed in the world of sock fetish, and I am not versed in the world of foot fetish. I do not sexualize either of those things. Mm-hmm. And I am apprehensive towards feet. So I don't think foot fetish is right for me. Although recently getting more pedicures has made me more comfortable with my feet. So like when they're clean, I would like stomp on someone's face.
Ah, okay. It's a very powerful feeling to take the bottom of your foot and just stamp it on somebody's face. Mm-hmm. It feels quite good. I get why people do it during fights. I have an aversion to feet, so I am not into feet themselves. I don't even like to see my own feet, like, half the time. Like, it's just, they're just a body part that is just there, and I don't understand. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, great. But when you can dress up those feet in a great pair of socks, it's like, and I don't, at least for me, socks aren't a sexualized thing. They're more of an erotic thing for me. Mm-hmm. As like,
so they're more of like a fetish, yeah. But it's not necessarily sexual.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think you can, well, I guess not a, I don't know, because it's like, because fetishes are sexual in nature, right. But I feel like kinks don't have to be sexual in nature. So maybe it's like a sock kink?
Maybe it's a sock kink.
Well, okay, so like, tell me, okay, so, okay, tell me, because I feel like the only way I would find socks sexy would be like athletic socks. In like athletic socks and a jock strap and a harness. Yes, sign me up for that outfit. But just like completely naked and just socks, like, yeah. I mean, cute, but like, I don't dislike it.
I get it. For me, so the sock fetish itself, or sock kink, if we go with that term, for me is,
I mean, more, go with whatever you want to call it.
I try to think, because I don't know how to classify the terminology, but I am also stoned. But in a manner, talking about it, when it comes to socks and how you look at them, it's like the perfect, it's like the perfect clothing item. It fits the body perfectly. There's something about that's form-fitting and sleek that is just a very nice aesthetic appeal to me. Like, I can see somebody in sports socks, and it's like, oh, okay. Like, they can look great. And then I can see somebody in dress socks, and it can be like, they can look great. Or I can see somebody in just an ordinary crew pair of socks, and it's like, your feet just look perfect in those. Like, you look like a mannequin. And I think it's generated from a part of, like, a submissive preference for me when it comes to certain sex situations, because a lot of times I am on my knees, so you know I can see the sock, and I'm like, this look really good. Maybe while I like have a dick in my mouth, and it's just like, oh, well, socks. Okay, this can be something that I like to look at. But then also, I started to just fall in love with the designs of socks, and I think it's kind of cool when you see pictures of people's like calf to their foot with just the socks, because you see like a part of a person, but you can't tell who this person is. Mm-hmm. But then you can build a story in your head around the socks, and I just like that for some reason.
Interesting.
I know, I can't even sort it out talking about it.
Interesting. Okay, so that creates two questions for me. Mm-hmm. One, what, okay, so what is the, does it create like a headspace, or does it create like a response? Like, what do you get out of it?
It does create a response, not a sexual response, but more of an interested response of, I wonder what this person is like because they chose a specific pair. And whether it was like a group I'm in just talking about socks, somebody who's showing off their fashion and just wants to show a specific pair of socks. As socks are such a personal item, because mm-hmm. it's really hard to see them you know, throughout your regular day. You know, he's really just staring at people's ankles while they're, like, going through their entire day or walking. Mm-hmm. If you are talented without crashing into something. But it's just, like, a very intimate item that you don't know the story behind and why the person got it. So when I see a good pair, I'm like, I want to know. Tell me what sparked your interest in this. And it just is like that first initial, okay, I want to get to know you.
So what do you think when you see someone without socks?
When I see someone without socks, I don't think anything bad. I don't think anything at all, really. It's kind of just like, oh, okay.
Your sock holders are bare.
Yes, that's kind of what it is. Like, it's like, you know what? I get it. You're comfortable. Everybody's doing what they want to do. For me, you know, I never take my socks off until I get in bed. Like, my socks stay on all day long.
Really?
Yeah, even if I'm not going anywhere, I put on socks as soon as I wake up, and they do not come off the entire day.
Interesting.
I don't know why I do it.
So, like, completely random, but I feel like I'm surprised you don't do Christmas stockings. And you, they're just like socks.
I see. I didn't know Christmas stocking was like supposed to be a sock thing. I thought it was like a reverse hat or something that the elves wore. So I just never understood them. I'm like, okay. And we never had them in our house as kids. But I like the elf socks that they've been creating each year. Like the ones that look candy canes and all this shit.
Yeah.
Those for Christmas. I love them.
Yeah, I could appreciate socks that tie in well with an outfit. Like, I think dress socks, if anything, dress socks, I think, are a little sexy. Mostly because the material. I think the material's sexy. Maybe not the socks themselves.
The feel of the material and everything. I do like seeing guys in, like, dress socks. There's something about it that is super hot.
Yeah, also, like, what you just said about socks, mm-hmm. but with suits.
Okay, what is it about the suits that
it's okay, I don't know, it just gives me like a very like powerful statement, mm-hmm. like very like confident, like almost cocky energy that's like very like alpha male to me. So I feel like I get what you mean about it being, which was my other question, about it being like when does it become sexual and like when, or like what about the submissive side of it do you like? So I guess now I just kind of answer my own question because that kind of makes sense. It's like you tie that with a form of dominance, yeah. Or do you?
In a way, I do when it comes to dress socks, specifically dress socks that have like a sheer but still like very masculine design. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're power symbols. Like those socks scream a dominant man to me for mm-hmm. those to be worn by them. So yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Oh yeah. Socks.
I've always wanted to be fucked mm-hmm. by a man in a suit, fully dressed in a suit. Oh, that's hot. Like, he can step on me in his dress socks. He can step on me.
There's a picture that I saw a while ago on Twitter, and I know it's circulated around the internet over years. This guy, he's in the backseat of a car with another man who is in a business suit, who's taken off his dress shoe and has, like, his dress socks crammed in this man's face. Like, it almost looks like he kicked his face into the windshield. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the hottest thing ever. I'm like, that. Like, that's dominance to me.
Interesting. Okay. So, okay, let's take a step back and let's talk about feet now. You say you also have an aversion to feet. Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know. I really don't know where the aversion itself comes from. Feet don't, like, gross me out or creep me out or in a way where I feel like it's, like, I'm unaroused when I see them. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, I really just don't want feet around me. I don't like people's feet touching me. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe one thing that I did learn as a kid, that you never like pick up anything or put anything in your mouth that you touch the bottom of your shoe with. Because you pick up everything that was on the floor. Mm-hmm. And it kind of is what I think about when I see just bare feet. And I know with socks, the same thing happens.
If you yeah.
Or like flip-flops or something. But I'm like, I feel like feet just pick up more. I'm like, there's just more. And I don't know more of what. There's just more.
Yeah, like, it's so crazy just to, like, stop and think, like, where are, like, kinks and fetishes and, like, even just, like, glorification even of, like, certain things comes from. And, like, sometimes, honestly, like, we just, like, I'm sure there's, like, something that triggered it somewhere in your life, but, like, it also kind of just, like, as long as it's not coming from anywhere unhealthy, like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I used to be ashamed of it, mm-hmm. to be quite honest, where I was like, I would never tell anybody, like, especially guys that I was going to have sex with. I'm like, I can't let them know that I'm looking at their socks as we're sitting here talking. And, like, I just, even though they're talking to me, my eyes are completely honest. I'm like, And then one guy caught me, like, clean and scared. He's like, why are you staring at my socks? I'm like, because they're interesting. He had a pair of Legend of Zelda socks that were amazing. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. Like, those are good socks. I have a whole thing. I do.
Fun.
For feet, I can see how feet can be a very sexual object for anybody to look at. Or a very sensual object. Like, it's not meant, feet aren't seen by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think about when I was in school and looking at art history stuff, you would never see people's feet in the paintings that were painted in like the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, because feet were always super sensual. You were never supposed to see people's mm-hmm. feet. Or like the bottom of a woman's foot, if that was exposed in public, you are a whore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they will stone you to death.
Like, any ankle? Nope, nothing.
Right! So if you see the feet, it's like, boom. And I think even that reinforcement through art history, learning it, it wasn't like forced on us, like, feet are sacred. But it was like, oh, I can understand. Even people back then really weren't like, let me see people's feet.
Yeah. Interesting. See, for me, okay, so when I was younger, when I was in, like, high school, I had, like, bad athlete's foot that was, like, recurrent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, and then, so that always just, like, turned me off to feet because, like, my feet would itch or, you know, they would just not look great. So, like, for me, feet just kind of were always associated with, like, oh, like, I always had issues with my feet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't like how, like, my nails looked. So, and then just, like, they would get all sweaty, and I thought about this, I'm like, I thought the reason I wasn't into feet was because, of, it's, like, you know, quote-unquote bad smell, but then I'm like, no, because you can shove me into, like, your three-day-old underwear, and I'll probably take a good whiff. Like, you can shove me into your, like, unwashed armpit, and I will definitely lick it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's not that.
Right.
So I don't know, but just, like, it, I will say, feet have a very distinct smell. It's very different than, like, crotch smell or pit smell or any other body part smell.
Feet have a very specific smell. I do not like the smell of feet.
I don't like the smell of feet either.
Like, you smell it. I didn't eat Doritos for the longest time because I always associate the smell of the two together.
Interesting.
And even though they really don't smell like feet, to me, they did at the time before mm-hmm. I really started enjoying them. And I'm just like, I love the smell of crotch. Could be a week. Just shove my face, mm-hmm. especially if I'm attracted to you. I would love that. The smell of feet, like if your feet are not freshly washed today.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if like the sock smells?
That is not an okay thing to me. If it's like the smell of the day. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it turns to the smell of tomorrow, no. Like, if it's just like, okay, I just...
So you have, like, a limit of to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. I have a limit of where I go as far as smells when it comes, especially to socks.
Mm-hmm.
I've even had people send me socks, and I appreciate getting them, but if they're not, like, fresh, like, oh, okay, I put them on out of the package to take a picture and then took them off my feet and put them in a Ziploc bag and sent them to you. I don't want them. Mm-hmm. As soon as you take the first step in those socks, they'll send them to me.
Because
I just feel like instantly I'm good.
They've lost that, like, freshness.
They have. It's no longer a fresh bag of chips. Mm-hmm. It's like Pringles in a can. Is there something about feet or socks that would be something you'd be interested in or things that you want to know about?
So as I've grown up and understood better foot hygiene, you know, my feet, I'm comfortable with my feet now. Like, you know, my feet are, I don't have the same issues I used to have. The thing for me is that it's just, I don't find attraction in having like a foot on my face. I don't find that arousing. I don't find the idea even like, I don't even, not even on like the dom sub aspect of it. Maybe a little bit on the dom sub aspect, but I feel like it would have to be someone that I'm like, I would have a really good rapport with that, like really wanted to do that. And like, that type of thing for me. However, I just had a break for it.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. What did I just say? I literally just had a brain fart.
You know that what happens when somebody asks you when they have a brain fart, then you lose it too?
Yes.
Okay,
so I would not let someone step on my face. Yeah, okay. I'm back on track. But I've been getting the pedicures more lately. I feel like more confident in my feet, knowing, especially like right after they're clean or right after the shower, I would definitely engaged. So I'm like a foot top. Is that a thing?
You know, yes, it is.
I'm a feet top.
Yes.
But I'm not a foot bottom. I'm not a sole.
You better copyright that. When it comes to feet and like foot plane dominance, even if you're like doing it with socks, but typically to me, the person who is like, yes, give me the feet is more of the bottom of the situation because you're being receptive of the feet and socks.
Yeah, like the person who wants the feet onto them.
I was hoping you were going to say prison.
I thought that's a word you used, so that's why I did it.
That was good. I was like, yes, because I think of it like, you know when a waiter comes out with like their dish, it's like, feet.
You're the receptive partner.
Yes. I like that, thinking of it, if you wanted to put it in like tops and bottom terms, because I have met people who are into people worshiping or like, loving their socks or being attracted to their socks, or the socks are the focus, but they themselves are not interested in socks or feet whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I've met a lot of people like that.
Yeah, and I feel like I would definitely do that because I feel like now as I've gotten more confident with my feet, I can definitely see someone like sucking on my toes, but I would not do that.
I agree 100%. I could definitely let somebody suck my toes. I'm not that intimate with feet, not at this point in my life.
Yeah. And then yeah, I don't know. I feel like feet. I've never had someone who was into feet, at least that I was aware of. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, no. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. Hey, y'all. So we just wanted to take a moment to poke ourselves. Poke and prod a little bit. Get our shits out. So if you love listening to our podcast, there's multiple ways you can get in contact with us. You can also follow other things that we post and do. Go to our IG, which is yothatsgay.pod, or Twitter, yothatsgaypod. Come and play around with us online and see what we do.
Yeah, feel free to send us a message. Let us know what you'd like us to cover in each of our episodes, or if you have any suggestions, feedback, any ways to improve the podcast, or if you'd even like to be a guest and you think you'd have an interesting perspective on any particular topic, we'd be open to having that conversation.
Yes.
If you, our new home base for the podcast is on my website. It's DannyCycles.com. We'll have a list of all the different places where you can find our podcast, as well as some of my new blog content that will accompany some of the content that we are putting out on this podcast.
We love to hear from you. Figure it out, because you got to talk to us in some way. So figure the fuck out what you want to do. But we're here for you.
And leave us a review on the, what's that thing called? The Apples.
On the Apples or any podcast app you're listening to, rate and review us. It makes us more visible.
Yep. Follow us on whatever platforms you're on, and follow us on Spotify or whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
Share us with everybody you know.
Thanks. And we're back from our commercial break. Do you guys like my little edging session? I just edged your ears.
That was perfect.
That was just very convenient timing.
That was a very oral edge.
But oral, A-U-R-A-L. Mm-hmm. Oral.
So, bitch, tell us what you're talking about.
Okay. So, rewinding. So, I have two experiences with foot fetish. Mm-hmm. The first one was I used to hook up with this guy in college. Let's call him George. Mm-hmm. And one day, like, we had, like, really great sex. We had, like, our routine. Like, we, you know, we were basically regular fuck buddies. Mm-hmm. And then one day, he just put his foot next to me while... So he was fucking me, mm-hmm. and then maneuvered himself to have his foot next to my face. And he was like, lick it. And I was like, that's not going to happen.
The trauma.
And luckily, he was just like very under. He was like, okay. And it just kind of like, I wasn't grossed out by his foot close to me. It was just like a... no, like it was a successful like attempt at like getting consent, being denied consent, and moving on from it.
I like that.
So that wasn't a bad encounter. I feel like it was a little sudden for me, so it kind of just threw me off. Luckily his feet weren't like ugly.
Okay, good.
But that was my first encounter ever with foot fetish. And then, actually, I was completely forgetting, but one of my exes used to be into feet, and we're going to call him Scorpion. And I, at the time, particularly, still was not super, like, confident, or not even confident, it's just, like, I hadn't considered it. Like, it was just still, like, one of these things, like, oh, like, you know, my feet aren't, like, what they used to be, like, as far as, like, you know, sweaty and all this stuff. But I was like, I'll give it a try. But also this was a long distance relationship, and Scorpion would ask, like, I would send pictures of my feet, and then we would like sext about like stuff. And then like, he would include, like, I would like try to throw in like, oh, you know, like, and I would step on your face and like stuff like that. Yeah. Obviously a lot sexier. And then I remember for like our anniversary, I gave him my socks, my smelly socks, because he was into like the smelly part.
Okay.
And I feel like that was an interesting dynamic of like, because then we did some like Skype sessions, and then he would do some like sock worship of the socks that I had left him.
Mm-hmm.
As like a form, because in that relationship, I was more of like the dom top situation,
right.
Which is not my typical role.
So it was a new venture for you on multiple fronts.
It was a new venture on multiple fronts. We had explored other stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Or like he was into some stuff that like was new to me, so that got me exploring a little more. But yeah, I mean, I think it made me kind of like appreciate that, like, you know, people are into different things and we can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause like I said, I think I would definitely stomp on someone's face and let them suck my toes after I got a pedicure.
That is growth. That is growth. You're ready to stomp on faces. Where should we reach out to you at so you can stomp on faces?
On Twitter at It's Danny Cycles.
I want to see you stomping on people's faces. Just enjoy the power of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very powerful thing.
Yeah, I even tweeted out pictures of my feet the other day.
Hey!
Yes.
Yes!
So I am... I wouldn't say I'm exploring foot fetish, but I am letting my guard down with foot fetish.
So you're now looking at the door,
mm-hmm.
not to open it, but before you weren't even going towards.
Well, like if someone comes out that door and was like, oh, let me lick your feet, I'd be like, okay. Like, honestly, some days after work, I'd be like, I should just hop on Grindr. Be like, who wants to massage my feet?
I do have to say that is one part of a foot worshiping session that I do like is you get a great foot massage from some people.
Mm-hmm.
If they're into the massage part of it, oh my gosh, this is the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only time I will let somebody touch my feet. It's for a massage. Do it.
Will you massage someone else's feet?
No.
So you're like a strict like sock top.
Yes. Yes. I'm a strict sock top. You can present the feet to me. I am very happy to see the socks that are on those feet, those sock holders, but I'm not touching them.
So, okay, so that was part of my question, because, like, during sex, you don't engage with the socks.
I never have. One thing in one guy, I like touched his foot, but like it was just like I put my hand on his foot,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't meant in a way to add to the sexual experience. I was kind of just catching my balance,
mm-hmm.
but I never really interacted with somebody's socks with them in person. I don't think I have. And one reason, I haven't found anybody who seems comfortable with it.
Yeah. Well, so, So when I was saying earlier, before the commercial break, I was like, I have never had someone blah, 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 blah. What I was particularly thinking of was like, you know, when you're bottoming and your legs are like by their face, mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen porns where like they lick their feet or they like smell their feet or like rub their feet or massage your feet or something like that. And I've never had a top do that to me while I was bottoming. So like in the situations I had, I was like, the top, feet wise, mm-hmm. and then the other one I was the anal bottom, butt bottom.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. See, I have had one time somebody has like kissed my foot while they were fucking me. It didn't really do anything for me. They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about the very traumatic story for me that I was getting anal sex from a guy. We were in doggy style from the back, and he like put his foot up by my face. And I, like, jumped up. Like, he was balls deep in me. I, like, pushed him and jumped and, like, whoa. I did not consent to that. And it freaked me out. We moved past it. But I've had those situations happen.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, in general, if we could all just have a little bit more open conversations about what we want before we start having sex, yes. I think we're just going to all have much better sex.
Yes. Don't spring it on me during the actual sex. Like, even if you just hint it playfully before, if you're not ready, just come out and see. This is what I like, yes or no. It's just a little hint in conversation, something. Because maybe some people need that little jumping off point of a little joke to say, hey, well, this is what I am into.
Yeah.
Just so you know, and is this something that you would agree with?
So. Yeah. And, you know, I think, especially if you're already having the conversation about, like, what are you into? Like, what are your boundaries? What are your limits? Like, tell them.
Tell them.
Like, if they're asking, like, tell them.
Make it something so it's just so fluid. And so, like, the most recent hookup that I had, the guy that I hooked up with, he wanted to cam. Well, not webcam, but, like, just record us having sex. And typically, no one really asks that to me because I don't really ever do it, like, with another person in the room. And he asked her, he was like, would you be okay with us recording? And because I like to make videos to share. And then he, like, fully went, I'm not going to show your face. I'm not going to do this. I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, sure. I'm into that. And it was a nice open dialogue we had right there.
Yeah.
By the way, fantastic fucking socks. He had fucking socks. And they were ankle socks. And I'm not really into ankle socks, but they were good.
I've thought about, like, just with my hookups being just like, do you want to record? But then also I'm just kind of like, I don't know yet. I'm not there yet. But I feel like not with my partners, my sex partners, but more so with, like, my actual, like, recording good content and really pumping it out yet.
Right.
But I feel like once I do, I would love to start, like, just recording, like, these natural, actual, like, real life sex interactions that are not always, like, for the camera.
I like real life sex situations. Socks play a role in that because you can't hide the real life of your socks. The reality of your socks is shown when those shoes come off. And it is true. If you get taken in an ambulance, the paramedics will judge you on your socks. Your moms were right. Or whoever said it to you as a family parent or guardian or whoever who was older.
Speaking of socks, hospital socks. I have like 80 pairs. All from the psych emergency room.
Those socks creep me out.
Well, they color code you.
I know. You told me about it and then I watched it on Grey's Anatomy, which, you know, they've got some good socks in that show too. There is one thing I did want to ask you. Socks, in general, we all use them, we all know what they are. Do you feel like there's only one type of sock that you buy for yourself? Or do you have, like, a specific sock you like more? Or are there different types you like?
So, I don't like long socks. Unless they're, like, cute athletic socks. Or dress socks.
Okay.
If they're just, like, plain, like, regular, like, everyday wear socks, they have to be ankle socks.
Okay.
That's definitely... other than that, I prefer black socks because I don't like when socks, like, the white gets, like, grayish. Not a fan. Some people are into that, like, just, like, seeing their socks be used or just even just, like, be, like, used for, like, weeks. And I'm more into that, but with underwear. I don't know if I could do weeks for an underwear.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, 3 days, maybe a week.
Yeah. I can do that. The socks for weeks I can't do. It doesn't even feel comfortable from what I imagine. Because after, like, one day of walking a lot or doing a lot or wearing boots, your socks are damp. So I can only imagine how it feels to put them back on once they dry with that same sweat. So I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't re-wear socks once I've worn them once. Until I wash them again.
Once the pair is worn, it's like, okay, you're sully for the day. I gotta get you out. But there are different types of socks that I do like. But you asked, very fantastical socks or very specific socks. There was one pair of socks that I saw that was super fucking cool. They were Batman socks that had a cape and batarangs on them. Like, they were on the sides. I was like, oh, These are amazing. Specialty socks are pretty damn good. I got a pair of Golden Girl socks that is all the Golden Girls' faces and they're in the jungle. Love them. I rarely wear those socks because I don't want them to get messed up. And then all my Pikachu socks, forget it. They only get worn like once a year.
They're a collector's item.
They are. You do not wear these all the time. The bottoms are yellow, so I do not walk in them on a bare floor. I have to have a shoe on or something. Make sure that they don't pick up any color from the floor because I want them to stay nice and yellow forever. But I got like 40 Pikachu socks, so. I went insane once and I bought the entire store. I just grabbed the rack and I was like, nope, I want all of them.
Oh boy. Interesting. Well, okay, so seeing as I don't have any real sock experience and very little foot experience, I think it's a great opportunity to, and you don't have an interest in feet. I think it's a great opportunity to take some poll responses into consideration and see what people say about feet and socks and their interest with it.
Yes, I want to hear.
So we ran a poll this week and we got some answers. And which is good. Thank you. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram.
To stop us.
Probably Twitter. Twitter's more fun.
Yeah, Twitter is more fun.
So we got through some questions. So our first question is, do you find feet arousing? So I actually got we got a 50-50 or 50-50
split.
Wow. I couldn't think of the word split. We got a 50-50 split, and what are you surprised by that? What do you think?
I am not surprised by this split. Because feet and socks, you know, they go hand in hand, foot in foot. But since because they go that way, I would assume that we would get, like, this kind of answer. I am surprised that we did get a big response for them, because a lot of people that I know don't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, so that's another thing that I like, and I think we do get more responses on Twitter than on Instagram, but on Twitter, it is an anonymous vote.
Yes.
So yes. Other people can't see what you voted. Even if you retweet the poll or you like it or you respond to it, other people can't see what you specifically voted for. Unless you're the only vote. But then they would have to know that you were that vote.
You're telling people your vote.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, I was a little surprised. I didn't realize it would really be probably closer to a 50-50 split. I thought it'd maybe be like a 25-75. Mm-hmm. But I guess, I mean, I see feet porn all the time on like my timeline. So I guess I shouldn't be too surprised.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's true. I do see a lot of foot porn on my timeline for people I don't follow either. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you get...
Yeah, or sometimes it's just kind of like, it's not even like that it's a foot porn account. It's just they're like, they post their feet or they'll post like themselves jerking off and like their feet are in the frame and it's just their dick and their feet. Or like, you know what I mean?
Dick feet porn. On X-Hamster, that is totally a categorical search.
Yes, it is.
So just look it up if you want to see some dick feet porn. I'm not mad at it.
All right, so our next question is... Oh, wait, no, that was our second question. I skipped our first question. Oh. Our first question. Oh, wait. So the numbers were off then. So that, do you find feet arousing is 56 to 44. So still very, very, very close.
Oh, yeah.
Almost 50-50 split, but leaning towards yes.
Yeah.
So interesting. The question that's the 50-50 split is, do you find socks arousing, which I was surprised about.
That I'm surprised about, that we have a 50-50 split for that. I thought it would have been like one-sided yes, one-sided no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm intrigued as to like, because with the Twitter algorithms, I'm wondering if there's maybe like a bias towards like the people that responded. But I don't know. You know, I mean, like I retweeted on my account, you retweeted on yours. Plus these are some Instagram answers too, so who knows?
You never know.
I guess socks are in and feet are in.
Let's both get in and they're like swimwear.
All right. Our third question is, how do you prefer to see others? with socks or barefoot. And that was actually also a 50-50 split.
This one I am surprised by. I really thought this was going to be like bare feet all the way or socks all the way again. To me, it's very specific. You can tell when someone doesn't have socks on, or you can tell when they have them on, whether they're fully dressed or not, just from looking at a distance. So I would thought it would have been a very definitive answer for everybody.
Honestly, as long as their feet aren't ugly, I don't care. If your feet are ugly, socks.
Well, you have like prepared socks for people who are like, take these. I think you need
them. Yeah, we are a shoes off household.
That's the perfect way to put it. Like, just hand them where a shoes off household, you're going to need these. Take them. I have an aversion to people coming to my house with no socks on. Like, I think I would be the person like, hey, here's just a pair. Girl, ma. Because I just want your feet to stay warm. Don't pick up anything on the wood floor.
Just play the floor is lava.
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm getting off track.
So, yeah, interesting. Honestly, I didn't see that going. I mean, I had no idea which way that was going to go.
I'm happy to see that there is such a good, like, split. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it'll give us more chance to figure out and have dialogue where we all stand on the spectrum. Because mm-hmm. a lot like a lot of other things, this is definitely a spectrum experience, at least to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, next question. Is, are you open or public about your interest in feet or socks? That is 53% yes, 47% no. I mean, based on the results, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Because seems to be almost like a good solid split pattern going on here. But, I mean, I've talked to a couple people. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, off the top of my head, people that are into socks or feet that I know is probably like two.
Mm.
But I don't know, like, but I'm sure there are lots of other people that are into it. And I'm different, like you said, on a spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, some people might be like mildly interested in feet, and other people might be like huffing it like it's poppers, you know?
Damn it! All I just imagined was somebody shaking another person's foot and putting them to their nose. That's all I have just imagined in my head. If there's foot poppers out there, somebody send them to us. I am happy that we have a lot of open responses and people are definitely more comfortable talking about it.
Because
you think about earlier when, like, in life growing up, you'd see movies and you'd be like, oh girl, watch out, he's into feet, he'll try to like smell your high heel or something.
Mm-hmm.
And like the really did not age well movies of my youth. And now it's like, okay, hey, this is just another part of the things that people are doing. So mm-hmm. it's not, you don't feel like you're weird sitting there like, I like feet.
Yeah, like I that's what I love about, like, and I've said this before, like, about communities like Twitter, like, they used to be on Tumblr, or, you know, like, a lot of these, different, like, apps are coming out for, what are they called? There's, like, one for, like, Pup Play, and one for, like, Chub Chasers, and there's one for, like, ABDL people, and, like, so it's, I think a lot of these online communities are a very valuable resource, to not feel so alone, because it makes it easier to come out sometimes as an anonymous profile, but then, like, you become more comfortable coming out in your real life slowly.
It feels nice. Like, there's groups I'm in for, like, people who love socks, and it's almost like a sock support group.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you just have like-minded people to sit here and chat with. It's not sexual for most people.
And yeah, it's just
Yeah, it's just experience. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, even people in the group, they're like, hey, yeah, we don't want sexual posts here. We just want to see the damn socks.
Mm-hmm.
You do with that what you want at your own time.
Yeah.
We're just here about socks right now. Mm-hmm. And I freaking love it.
Yeah, interesting.
It just makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. And so at what point do you feel like it becomes a sexual thing for you?
For me, the first time anything sexual was with socks was somebody asked me to give them a foot job with my socks on, mm-hmm. which that was my first time ever giving somebody a foot job. So that was interesting.
Ooh.
And they said they loved it with socks. And after they
How
finished,
was it?
You know, it was pretty fun.
Did you use lube?
No. So it was more of like a dry rub, but not like rubbing the socks on his actual penis.
Yeah.
Kind but it of was like gripping the penis yeah. with the socks. So you cause friction.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved it. I thought it was pretty hot. I mean, after he came, he wanted to keep the socks because it was all over his socks. I'm like, okay, keep them. And he gave me a pair of his socks to wear home. So it's kind of hot.
Interesting.
It's kind of like mutually receptive. But it was an interesting experience. I would do it again.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd be down to give or get a foot job.
I'm a little afraid.
Interesting. I don't know. I think that's just more towards the end of the spectrum that I'm not ready. That's on the other side of that door that I'm looking at still.
I get it. I'm not there to like do it again. Not mm-hmm. yet for me mentally. It's not what I prefer, but I'm definitely at the arousal factor of sex. Mm-hmm. It hasn't got to the sexual factor for me yet.
Okay. Interesting. So, and that kind of brings us into our next question. Do you feel embarrassed about being interested in feet or socks? And that one was 70% yes, 30% no. So that's interesting. I feel like it's a little bit more skewed towards the being embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with everyone being open about it, and the last half of the answers being like open, I'm surprised that the numbers skewed for this question. But I feel like shame is just an internal thing, or it's more of an external feeling. It's an external emotion, I think is what they call it. Because
yeah.
It's an emotion caused by your relationship to others.
Mm-hmm. People, don't be ashamed. There's no reason to be ashamed. And I know it's easier said than done to say don't be ashamed. But again, this is where I can rely on this. Don't be ashamed. You're not wrong for liking what you like. You're
yeah.
not hurting anybody.
Yeah. And like I completely accept it as like normal, even though like I'm not into it. Like, you know, because it is normal. It's like, it's not harming anyone. It's not like you're into your things. I'm into my things. Mm-hmm. Like, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like you said, a lot easier said than done. But I think like having like these online communities and even just like having these conversations openly and publicly just kind of helps break that stigma.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, hey, we're here. Which is why I think it's so important to have like Kinksters at Pride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because they do represent a large sector of the community.
They really do. That visibility, it just helps. Like, in one of the groups that I'm in, one of the members posted, and it was a really good post because somebody asked the question, do you feel embarrassed about liking feet? And they were asking the people in the group, and one of the responses there was, if you're embarrassed about it, one way to think about it when you talk to people is there's hand models out there. Your hands are like the feet on your arms, essentially. And people will look like, oh, that's a nice pair of hands. So those hands look really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're specifically used for modeling. Feet is the same thing. Feet are on everybody. They just look different for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something to think of like, oh, you're a terrible person for admiring that part of somebody's body. Because we admire everybody's bodies in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really good conversation to have. Because I can see where you'd be embarrassed. I used to be embarrassed about it. And this point, I'm like, yeah, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the more comfortable I feel doing it, too, like even in the moment, the less embarrassment I feel. So just kind of like the more you, I guess, come to terms with the fact that it's just something that you do. And it's just like, and you're doing it, and you're, I mean, it's just, it's a big part of your life. I think your sex life is a big part of your life.
I feel like your sex life is going to take up at least 90% of your life at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because humans like to have sex. It's something that we do for fun. So at some point in your life, depending on who you are, it's not for everybody, but I feel like at least like 90% of you is going to be consumed by it at some point. So to be ashamed of something that's natural doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. And let's get into our last question.
All right.
Do you prefer fresh socks or smelly socks? This was 59% fresh, 41% smelly. Which I could see.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Yeah, because honestly, like foot Twitter / like pig Twitter is very big on smells sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like from what I've seen. So I'm not surprised that like it's that close.
And I'm not surprised either. For me, I am on the side of fresh socks. I like very, very clean. But I can definitely understand it because you're getting the essence of a person when you get their smell.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why people would like both or either one.
Yeah.
And even just a little, you know, stinky little sock, it ain't that bad sometimes. Maybe it's like a fresh cheese to some people.
Yeah.
Like, I think of it that way, or there's a guy.
Or like an armpit.
Or like an armpit, yes! There's a guy on a show, it's called Seven Deadly Sins. The show's not on anymore, but you can find it online. He's into socks. And what he does is he has just tons of people send him socks that they've worn, and he keeps them all in Ziploc bags, time-stamped when he received them the date they were worn. And he takes all of the socks he receives that he sends to people that they wear, puts them in Ziploc bags, timestamps some dates and everything, and then he takes them to relive the experience of the smell. He'll take one of them from like a little bookshelf he has of all these socks that are cataloged very specifically, spritz like a spray of water in it, and put it in his microwave for 10 seconds so they warm up and the smell comes back with the socks, and he'll sit there and just huff the bag of socks. And I've seen people do that. He loved it. He loved it. I'm not there yet, but I can see why you would love it. Because I also love the smell of underwear sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I would do the same thing. Not with the microwave. I'm a little afraid of that. But the other things, I'd probably do it.
Interesting. Wait, this was Seven Deadly Sins?
Yes, the Seven Deadly Sins. It was a Showtime show in 2015, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it honestly, if you just Google Seven Deadly Sins TV show, it'll come right up.
Okay, cool.
And it's really good. I like it. A lot of good materials there just to look at. If you're interested in some kinks, fetishes that we haven't talked about yet, but you want to see them in a visualized format with an actual visual of somebody preparing, performing, and explaining, it is a good show to mm-hmm. check out.
Cool. All right, so any parting words for everybody regarding feet, socks?
If you wear socks that have a logo on them, the logo is supposed to be in the inside of your ankle. That is where it's supposed to go for your socks. I just would like everybody to know that. It took me a minute to research it. I did not know. And if you wear Stance socks, who I want them to sponsor me, the Stance logo goes on the inside of your ankle for your socks to fit perfectly. Aside from that, if you lose a sock in laundry, that's good luck. So take the other sock and wear them as mismatched pairs.
Yeah, mismatched pairs definitely are a common theme in my household.
Make sure socks are more personal.
Another thing I wanted to actually just kind of like part with too was a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever jerked off into a sock?
Yes. Yeah. Not with the purpose of
not okay. That was
yeah. The sock just happened to be the cum rag.
Okay. Okay, because I've cleaned up with a sock like as a cum rag, but I've never jerked off like. Because, like, you know when you're, like, in middle school, they're like, oh, like, yeah, you're going to find the crusty sock because your kid's jerking off into it, into, like, this one sock. And, like, but, like, that's, people really do that on Twitter.
They do. I've seen it.
Yeah, and they're, like, into, like, just having, like, the same sock and, like, smell it and all that stuff. It's interesting.
It's interesting to see one video that I did see. The guy's sock was so drenched with cum that it didn't look like a sock anymore. It looked like a, like, solid tube. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But hey. You know what? I would actually still take those socks if they were washed. I probably would.
You just want the cum.
Yeah. I
want it. wait, before we leave, sneaker fetishes. Let's touch really, really, really briefly on that.
Okay.
How familiar are you?
I am about...
Or like shoe fetishes.
Like very beginner, base level, but there's one meme that sticks out of my head. New Balance sneakers. That's how you know the coach is coming. And that was like a sneaker fetish thing. I was like, oh. Okay.
Interesting. So... know? I don't know much. I tried being a sneakerhead in high school for like a week, and then I was like, this is expensive. Fuck that. And I don't know, I just could never get into sneakers. And I would personally like to know how many people that are into sneakers also, cuz like I feel like your way of being into socks is the way people connect sneakers, like sneakerheads.
Yeah.
That's such a funny term.
I do like sneakerhead.
But I wonder how many of them like sexualize it too and like don't really tell people.
I wonder, because especially in specific like scenes and porn situations, I've seen where people have their sneakers on but no other clothes. And I'm like, is this because there's the sneaker fetish possibly? Or is this just how it's all staged?
Yeah, Yeah, I don't... So, the same thing you were saying about, like, the foot of the sneaker or, like, the sole of the foot, whatever, that I'm just kind of like, you're not putting your sneaker from the street on my face from my face. Sorry, that's just me. And I know people are into that, like, but, like, personally, I guess I'm more just a germaphobe.
I hear it. Like from earlier, you don't know what it's picking up, but there's more of it. Mm-hmm. There's more.
Well, but I'm sure there's also people that get like sneakers just for play.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure they're using a lot of like fresh or like clean sneakers, but like I do see people that like they'll like do stuff with sneakers from like that they went running with or whatever. Yeah, not big on the shoes or the sneakers. For me, unless it's a sexy heel. I think heels are sexy, but I don't know if I sexualize them or I'm aroused by them.
Heels are sexy. I wear heels because they're sexy, but they are not a sexual thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had people ask to fuck me in a pair of heels. I'm like, no, that would turn me off right away.
I think that would just feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, probably, depending on what positions you're in. Especially if you're doing like a standing position where you gotta like put your pressure on a certain point, it's gonna hurt.
I wonder if I'd do that. I'm not sure. Someone offer me that. I'll find out.
It's, you know, I bet you it's a fun experience. One of these days, give it a go. Row. I learned that word yesterday. Row. And I know what it means. I know it has to do with fighting. But.
All right. Well, hope y'all had a good time listening to us rant about feet and socks and how smelly they are. Or not.
Go out and just rub a pair of Hanes on your face. It might actually intrigue you.
Yeah. I feel like I would only be attracted to the dress socks, the soft material.
I can get it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.